Good morning. Welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory, and I pray today that the broadcast will be a blessing to you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you reach down and touch the hearts and the lives of the people that are listening today. And I pray that you reach down and salvation will come into their hearts. And I pray that they will understand the plan of salvation, knowing that the only way to God the Father is through Jesus Christ. Through no other name can we be saved except through Jesus. And that, Lord, we know that when the blood of Jesus is applied to our sins are washed away, never to be bought up against us anymore. Help people to realize that and understand that. Let them fall on their knees and let them bow their hearts. Let them bow their beings right now before you, O God, I pray, and make you their Lord and Savior. I pray that you encourage hearts. I pray for the leaders of our country. I pray for our great nation. And ask that you bring a mighty revival into our land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever lost anything really, really, really expensive? You know, I was told a real cute story. This cop pulled this man over in a pickup truck. And he pulled him over and he said, "Why did you pull me over?" And the officer said, "Well, your tail light is out on your pickup truck." And when the officer told the man that, he just began to weep uncontrollably. He said, "Hey, man, it's just a tail light. Don't get all excited over a tail light being out on your pickup truck." And the man, through his tears and crying, said, But officer, you do not understand. There was a $60,000 boat attached to the back of my pickup. That's why you see my tail lights. It's not there anymore." He had lost his boat. You know, a lot of times we lose things on this earth. But, you know, material things can be replaced. And sometimes we cry over things that we've lost. But the greatest thing that we need to guard and not lose is our walk with God. In Galatians chapter 5, the scripture says, "Ye did run well for a while, but who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?" You run well for a while, but who hindered you? Why didn't you guard your walk with God? We let little things hinder us. I've seen people quit church and give up on going to the house of God over things that were just absolutely nothing, just nothing. My husband, he used to quote Mark Twain. Someone asked Mark Twain. Mark Twain told a story about a man that asked a guy, could he borrow his lawnmower? And the man said, "No, you can't borrow my lawnmower because I'm having sweet potatoes for supper." And the man said, "Well, what is you having sweet potatoes for supper got to do with me borrowing your lawnmower?" And he said, "Look, one excuse is just as good as another when you don't want to loan your lawnmower. And one excuse is just as good as another when you don't want to walk with God and you don't want to serve Him. You'll find any little silly thing to use to hinder your walk." There's a song, a beautiful hymn. It says, "I don't want nothing here to hinder me." And that's my testimony today. I don't want anything here to hinder me. I don't want to become offended. The Bible says in Psalms 119, "Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them." If you're always offended, if you're always being hindered, something major is wrong with your life. And it is saying here, "You did run well for a while, but who or what hindered you from obeying the truth?" You know, when you stand before God, the Bible says every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. The truth is going to come out when you stand before God. But you know, you need to examine your life now and ask yourself, "What has hindered me from doing what God has called me to do?" You need to put that hindrance aside and get back in the race. Get back doing what God has called you to do and quit using excuses and quit using and blaming other people for why you're not doing right. When you stand before God, it's going to be nobody's record but your own. I want you to remember that. It's going to be nobody's record but your own. You're not going to be able to put it on nobody else. It's going to be nobody's record but your own. Take time to examine your life. Be sweet. Walk in God's word and get back doing what God has called you to do. Thank you for listening.